We're back.
Oh boy. Who missed us?
Nobody. The
Well,
number one least asked for podcast in the world, or the least? I don't know. I don't make any damn sense
yeah,
when I'm sleep deprived.
that was a great start. Well, this is our first one in a year and a half, but who's counting? Us, unfortunately. We are
Actually, no,
counting.
it's like our first one in a year because we recorded one on April 5th
Oh
last
my
year,
God.
apparently. And we didn't post it for no reason. I don't understand why. I thought you were going to post it.
We checked our library and the last one posted was December. And then we looked and it said unposted episode. And I looked and it said 4-5. And we listened to it and it wasn't great. It was us. But it was relatively okay. So we could have posted it. And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, why didn't I post this? And then I remembered. I broke my computer by pouring water all over it
Was that
right
when you
before
broke
I
your
posted
computer?
it. I don't want to hear it, okay?
How many computers have you broken?
Just one.
Oh, just one. Oh, wait, which one was the one where it was like purple line?
Out of nowhere, it just shuts off and I can't use it. I went to Apple, they're like, I've never seen this before. So now it got worse, actually. Oh right, yeah, I did have to fix this computer. So it got worse. What I ended up doing was I brought it into Apple and it was fine. They were like, all right, bring it back in a couple months. I go home, maybe 2 weeks later, all of a sudden it just starts showing, like flashes a fully like pink screen and then shuts off randomly in the library. I was like, uh-oh, uh-oh. And it would come back on and I keep having to download something.
All
And
right,
then it
okay,
would
we
just
get
go.
it. Epic. Well,
Well, you know what? On to you now. What have you been doing? You been doing anything interesting? You read any books recently?
Oh, yeah. Good one. You act like I even read the books we're supposed to for school. It's a miracle I'm still passing English.
Yep, that is a miracle. That's all right. Moving on.
How are you doing in English? You want to talk about that?
Mo
No.
moving on. The NCAA tournament happened, the best part of the year.
No, that's exactly why I want to kill myself.
Oh, because it already happened.
No, because of Duke.
Oh yeah. So as you know, Luka's a Duke fan, despite me, which is really funny because I'm a crazy huge UNC fan. Watching Caleb Love hit the shot in Duke's mouth was awesome after, you know, their center had four fouls in the first 10 minutes of play. That was pretty fun to
Speaking
watch.
of.
Additionally, when I was watching the tournament, I would say I'm so happy about UNC because we were so bad in the regular season. I just don't know how we did so well in the postseason, just March magic. And, you know, then we get to the championship game, we're up 15, and we pulled in Atlanta. Just in general. They
No.
weren't playing in Atlanta, but we pulled in Atlanta. We had a 15-point lead and choked.
Okay, well, yeah, maybe like Atlanta football, but Atlanta basketball has been like, that's the opposite of what they do. They choke the first half. Literally, case in point, the Hawks game last night. They choke the first half, and then somehow, by some stupid miracle, they bring it back in the second half. Did you watch the Hawks game
Of
last
course, I
night?
watched the Hawks game. Trey's shot from the logo.
32 points in the second half. He scored six in the
And
first.
we almost didn't win with 32 points in the second half from one player.
We almost lost against Cleveland, who was missing Colin Sexton, their best player.
Yeah, that would have been pretty embarrassing to be
Yeah, I
told.
don't understand like why Trae Young plays like trash in the first half, and then the third quarter comes and we just play
We?
well.
Are you on the team? We?
I'm part of the fan base, you know. It's a conglomerate.
It's a conglomerate. What's the
Yes.
fan base called?
The Hawks
No, the Hawks
fan?
is the team. What's the fan base?
There's no witty name for it. The Hawksians, the
It's
Atlantans,
not a country.
whatever. I
The
mean,
Hawksians. The Nest. We're the Nest.
yeah, sure. We'll go with that. As if there's not enough bird named teams.
And the second good part of the month of like the middle of March to the middle of April, Masters was on.
Yeah, no one gives a shit, let's be honest. The real best part of this month, let's be honest. Well, it wasn't really this month, but come on, Formula One's back.
Oh, sorry, man, that was
Wow,
shocking.
what's more exciting? People hitting balls with sticks or.
People putting a foot on a pedal. It's the same thing. It's less motion, actually.
Right, it's also $10 million pieces of machinery with like 1,500 horsepower a piece going at 300 kilometers an hour.
God, man, I know that it's late and I'm not supposed to be tired. I mean, it is only like 10:30. Our recording time's pretty off, but I mean, you're just making me want to pass out forever.
Good. Honestly, I'm gonna keep talking about it then. Maybe I don't ever have to hear
It's
you.
not like the viewership was high, but now it's really through the toilet.
Yeah, it's irrelevant anyways, let's be
Yeah, you ever
honest.
seen like the stock chart in 1929 when it just like went through the floor? Moving on. Baseball's on.
Yeah, right. No one gives a shit, let's be honest.
I mean, at least the Braves won. That was pretty fun to watch.
It was fun to go to as well.
Yeah, we were at game four when they hit the back-to-back homers, Soler and Swanson. Oh, my God.
How do you remember that?
How do I not remember that? How do you not remember that?
I don't remember the specific players. I remember the back-to-back home runs and, like, how hyped we were.
We were really hyped. There was a there was a lot of energy there.
Yeah.
It was a pretty good atmosphere.
And then
it was electric.
And then we also don't use crazy.
It was
words
electric.
Like electric.
It was, what's another word for it?
Fun.
It was fun in there.
Yes.
It was fun.
Yeah, we got freaky.
Moving on.
And we also went to the parade.
We did go to the parade. Yeah, we got the day off of school. It was pretty good.
Oh, but, that was pretty hype. Big ups on them for doing that.
Big ups.
Yeah.
You're like six.
Oh, I mean, just, I don't know. It's like.
Nice. Cool story.
Nice. Cool story. Yeah. No, it's just weird to have Atlanta sports winning for once.
Yeah, don't get used to it.
Yeah, no, we're going to, the Braves, I think, are going to suck this season.
Did you see what the Falcons are going to look like this year?
No.
We're going to be so bad.
I don't know a single player on the Falcons anymore.
Our starting quarterback is Marcus Mariota.
Oh, my God.
And we have nothing else. The rest of our team is, they're good, but relatively
really?
To the other teams, they're
really?
Not.
Really? Yeah, they're good in the terms of, like, what? If you put them against a high school team, sure, they'd be good.
They might lose.
Yeah. They'd be like, yeah.
Tank for Bryce Young!
I don't know who Bryce Young is, and neither do I care, but great.
He is the starting quarterback on Bama, and he's going to save the franchise.
Okay, well, tank for Bryce Young, then.
We're going to go 0-17. We're going to pull a quick Detroit.
Did they actually go 0-17?
Yeah, a couple years ago.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
How are you a fan of that franchise? Sorry, hold on. I just want to bully you for that.
We just kind of hang on to Barry Sanders. He was the only bright spot in history.
Was? What happened?
No, he retired.
Oh.
He retired. He is legitimately the best player of all, like, best running back. Not obviously excluding Tom Brady. He's the best running back of all time.
Then what the hell was he doing on the Detroit Lions?
I don't know. It's just a bad franchise.
Poverty franchise. Charlotte Hornets.
They're not even bad. We just beat them, so you're just.
We did them so dirty. Did you see MJ's face when they were walking
back
like the locker room? Oh, that man was pissed. That man was angry.
Yeah, that's understandable. I'd be pretty mad if the team that I owned lost by 30 in a play-in game.
I mean, what do you think of the play-in tournament? Do you think it's a good idea?
Yes, it was. Otherwise, the Hawks wouldn't be in the playoffs. They were the 9th seed.
That's true, yeah.
It's a great idea because it gives the teams that are really, really close to the playoff picture a chance.
I do like it. I do think it's
also,
a
that's
really
the
good
most,
idea.
That's part of the most entertaining part of the entire series of the playoffs because it's the closest teams playing each other.
Yeah, and it's only one game.
Right, so it's only one game.
Win or go home, basically.
Right, it's literally like it's like the play-in games for the NCAA tournament except, you know, more talent.
Professional.
Yeah. Except the level of play is higher.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you've got literally Trae Young, literal god, the greatest player of all time.
Yeah, there's no bias there. There could never be bias there from an Atlanta
from
fan.
From an Atlanta sports fan, saying Trae Young's the best of all time? Bias.
Yeah, I don't know what you could possibly be talking about there. Wow, listen to this level of conversation. This is what you guys come back for. And by guys, I mean potentially one person, and that could be us.
Yeah, that'll probably be us listening to this section again.
Yeah, we're going to listen to this again. It's not going to be fun.
Let's get our listen count up, you know?
Our listen count up? How many times do you plan to listen to it? 50?
Sure. Anything. I don't know. Maybe we can get sponsored based on how much I listen to it.
No. Hello, guys, and welcome back to NordVPN and Raid Shadow Legends.
The podcast.
Yeah, they could control the name. By the way, if anybody has a good idea for a name, since we're not in lockdown anymore and it's idiotic to still be called the Lockdown Rundown, obviously that's not the weakest part of the podcast. It's the fact that the mic sounds like we're in an aquarium tank and we are terrible at this.
What's coming up for you? Anything exciting?
What's coming up? Exams are coming up.
Oh my God. Jesus. Do you know my mom's made me make a whole schedule? Like, she made me go to Office Max and
buy a schedule. That must be so hard for you.
It is April 16th. Exams are in over a month.
Why would you expose that it's April 16th? Now they're going to know that it takes us 2 weeks to edit 10 minutes worth of content.
Oh, come on.
No. And this is, like, in quotations, content.
We're going to edit it tonight. Watch us be proactive and not procrastinate.
I'm going to watch us post this in 3 weeks.
Then I'm taking control of it.
Oh, boy. Then we'll really get everything done with your scheduling.
No, but yeah. My mom, like, made me get an exam schedule. Like, she made me go to Office Max and buy, like, one of those big, like, laminated...
Office Max!
Yeah, I know, right? No one uses Office Max anymore. I'm surprised they're still in business. Like, I think Amazon kind of just destroyed...
And since this is such a, you know, PC podcast, we have to come up with things that we don't have anything funny for, which is why you listen to it, obviously. So what we decided was that in our seventh episode, since we don't have any content ideas, we're just going to cut everything. We're going to make all the jokes and we're going to cut them all.
Just 10 minutes of just emptiness. Nothing.
It's going to be silence.
Complete silence. This is what you get from us.
This is what you should play when you're trying to sleep. Just some white noise.
White noise? You mean the two of us talking?
Jesus Christ.
I mean, it's white people making noise.
Fair point.
So
you like racing and I like golf. That'll do it.
Yeah, it's pretty white. Pretty white. If they wanted to sponsor my racing career as well, I'd be fine with that because I do need a sponsor. You know how
I don't know you. I don't know if you can call driving on the highway a career.
No, not driving, like karting. Do you know how expensive karting is? It's like $8,000 for a kart.
Wow, that sounds really interesting.
Not to mention gas and tires and...
Wow, you just don't pick up on social cues, huh?
No, I don't. Or I'm purposely ignoring them. I mean, you play golf.
Right, I haven't talked about it, have I? Well, outside of the part where you silenced me. Yeah. I haven't talked about it.
Well, I'm forcing it upon you now.
Oh, you want me to talk about golf?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, that's what I figured. For those of you at home, Luca is currently gripping his stomach and laying down in a very awkward position.
My stomach hurts really badly. I don't know why.
It's because you're thinking about what this episode is going to sound like even after we edit it. You're going to hear it and be like, wow, I cannot. Maybe if I throw up on the keyboard, the computer will just shut off and it won't post.
Hey, kind of sounds like your first computer.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'll open up that wound again.
Well, it says that we can record for 30 minutes max, but, you know, my max is when I get tired of it, and it's been 20 minutes on here. Probably be 12 minutes when we cut all of the terrible jokes that we've made.
Amen.
Well, thanks for listening. Nobody got here, obviously, because why would you ever do that? That's just a mistake on your end. That's pretty embarrassing for
you. And if you did, I apologize.
I don't apologize. It's your mistake.
Yeah, fair enough. You know what? If you're stupid, go ahead and be stupid. If you honestly, if you've listened to this far, you might as well go listen back to the other episodes again. I don't care if you've already listened to them.
Yeah, you may as well do it because if you want to waste time, it's the perfect way to do it. You're sitting in class. You've got an AirPod in. What are you going to play? You're going to play the Lockdown Rundown or, you know, the new name that we come up with that will be equally stupid.
Yeah. Okay. That's enough cringe. Goodbye.